Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. I'm continuing my series on how to feel understood. My next tip is a decision. I want you to make the decision that you are okay just as you are. I want you to decide in this moment you are okay just as you are. And if you're not ready to do it now in this moment, I would like you to consider the idea that you are okay now in this moment, exactly as you are. You are okay. You are okay. You are okay. And then I want you to consciously choose to have fun with life, all of life. So when you are feeling misunderstood, there can easily be a shift in consciousness where you feel like, oh, something must be wrong with me. Something must be wrong with me. I really think that that's probably already there, you know, the belief that something's wrong with you or you're inherently bad. But it is my belief that you are inherently good. And it's now time for you to do the work to convince yourself of that truth. And so make the decision that you are in fact okay. And then choose to move through your life like you are okay and have fun with life. When we feel that we are wrong and we are bad and we are, you know, broken, and that we have to prove that we are good and be a good person, all that stuff, we have to do, underneath that is this thought that we're not those things. And so we stop enjoying life on some level. And I find that those are people who tend to be the most destructive in their day-to-day. So decide that you are okay, that you are okay just as you are. And decide from the place of being okay that you're going to have fun with all of life. You get to have fun with all of life. You get to be okay. There's nothing, no human can say to you, do to you, that will convince you that you're okay but you. It starts with you. Even if you just a mustard seed of belief that you are okay just as you are, it has so much power to move mountains in your life, to bring you the relationships you desire, to bring you situations that mimic the goodness that is inherently a part of who you are. You're not here to suffer. And so even if, you know, some well-meaning adult told you that as a child, that life is hard or life is a struggle or that you have to sacrifice, please, no. You're okay just as you are, and then have fun with life. It all gets easier when you make the decision to believe that you are okay just as you are. All right, that's my show on that, on how to be understood. Just start believing that you're okay just as you are. Because, you know, I think when we're operating from those places, we push people away. We think we're flawed, and so we don't want anybody to see those flaws. And so we keep connectivity in this, like, we narrow, my spirit guides are showing it to me, when we're in a state like that where we're pushing people away because of we don't want them to see our flaws, we narrow the ability to connect with them. Like, they're showing me this tunnel, and it's like a tunnel of light, right? And then all of a sudden it's all dark and there's just one little speck. That's us. You know, we did that. We made it so that there's only one little speck that can come in, a speck of light. And the only way that somebody can connect with us. And so open the channel by saying, hey, I'm okay. I'm okay. You get to see me. And I'm good just as I am. And I'm good. I'm a human and I'm doing the best I can. And I get better as I can and know to get better. But really, on any given day, I'm just okay. When you start living that way, you'll start seeing that people get you a lot more. Yeah. Accepting yourself creates the mirror effect of people accepting you. Acceptance will show up in your physical reality. Okay, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found on my website. Pay close attention to that massive result intuitive coaching package. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter. You'll get 2 intuitive messages from me a week for free. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this show. I look forward to connecting with you on the next podcast.